Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Thank you. We have an amen section in this congregation? Okay. Brethren, we are a body of believers. We are. We're the sum total of those who house within us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we comprise what is known as the body of Christ, the ecclesia, the church, the mother of us all. Each separate group of us carry our own charters, our own statements of belief, or as we call it, dogma, our creed or what we believe. We all differ on some main points of our belief, but we all acknowledge that we belong to our Redeemer, the Christ of God. We may incorporate government of rulership in varying systems, all the way from a one-man rule to a committee of elected or appointed individuals. We are all admonished to check the words recorded in the Bible against the words spawned by those who bear the rule over us. And we see this in Hebrews 13, verse 17. Hebrews 13, verse 17. Where we're told, or admonished, or asked, to obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for this is unprofitable for you. We all, as members, do give attention to these laws, bylaws, and doctrine, and voice our studied approval to them with our amen. And that is the title of this sermonette, our amen. This term, uttered at the end of a prayer or statement, usually means, so be it, or so let it be. The word first occurs in the Hebrew Bible in Numbers 5, verse 22, where the priest is addressing a suspected adulteress, and through the law that existed at the time, was offering a causative factor, being water that she had to drink. And it says, and this water that caused the curse shall go into your bowels, to make your belly swell and your thigh to rot. And the women shall say, amen, amen. Now there are three distinct uses of amen that are noted. There's the initial amen, referring back to words of another speaker and introducing an affirmative sentence. We see an example of this in 1 Kings 1, verse 36. 1 Kings 1, verse 36. And it says, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, amen. The Lord God of my Lord, the king, say so too. The second is a detached amen, which also refers to the words of another speaker, but without an affirmative complementary sentence, as in Nehemiah 5, verse 13. Nehemiah says in Nehemiah 5, verse 13, I also shook out the folds of my robe and said in this way, my God shall shake out their house, out of their house, anyone who does not keep the promise. And the assembly said, amen. And they praised the Lord. There are what known as the five final amens. Those who have studied it say in Matthew 6, verse 13 is one. It's part of the Lord's Prayer. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Mark 16, verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Luke 24, verse 53. And were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. And in John 21, 25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they could be written, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. While absent in some manuscripts, we simulate the effect of the final amen in the Hebrew Psalms. All the initial amens occur in the sayings of Jesus. These initial amens are without parallel in Hebrew Scripture, according to the lecturers of Semitic languages, one of such being Friedrich Dalix, who was a lecturer at Leipzig in the University of Breslau and Berlin. The uses of amen in the forms of verifying or I tell you the truth in the Gospels form a peculiar class and are initial and lack no backward reference. Jesus used the word to affirm his own words and not those of another. In the King James Bible, the word amen is used in these contexts. The first, the listing of all the curses of the law found in Deuteronomy 27. And that would be a good Bible study all in itself. The listing of the curses of the law found in Deuteronomy 27. In the second instance, a double amen, as in Psalms 89, 52. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. And Psalms 41, verse 13. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. It's there to confirm the words and evoke the fulfillment of those words. In the doxologies, formulas, as in Romans 1, 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever? Amen. As in Romans 9, verse 5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Jesus came? Who is over all, God blessed forever? Amen. Romans 11, 36. For of him, through him, and in him, are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. And in Romans 15, verse 33. Now, the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Amen also concludes all of Paul's epistles. In Revelations 3, verse 14, in this instance, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Jesus here is referred to as the Amen. And lastly, the Amen finishes the New Testament. It concludes the New Testament. Revelations 22, verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This word of agreement and committal has been formally spoken at coronations of royalty since time immemorial. It has been shouted from the pews of church services around the globe. I have personally heard it whispered quietly in the ranks of soldiers before they enjoin battle. Most of all, it forms our acknowledgement of our agreement with the words spoken, and it should be our firm and true agreement that we favor those things with our honor, our efforts, on behalf of those words that, so let it be, is enjoined by us. Our amen is important for the very fact that it is just that. It's ours. It's ours. Let us, brethren, make sure that we give that in wisdom, that we give it in wisdom and studied truth, and not in a whimsical or rash manner. In that last urgent plea of the last chapter of Revelation, we may have our differences, but we have a statement that all churches can give our amen to. Revelation 22:20. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen.